Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
And here we go again with another Morning Mindset podcast. Thank you very much for being a part of my audience. Oh man, what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about perspective. Yes, indeed, it is no secret that we're going through a bit of a rough patch in the United States of America. People are freaking out at various different levels. Some people are more level-headed than others, and some people seem or appear to me to be all too willing to buy into or participate in the panic or the fear or whatever. And I want to talk about the power of perspective. Yes, indeed. It is a common theme in human existence to believe that everything that you're experiencing is unique. Everything that's going on in the world around you is worse than it ever has been, or has never happened before, or things are worse today than they ever have been. And my problems, the problems that I'm experiencing, are worse problems than anyone has ever had to deal with in the history of the world. And that's not really true, and I think we all understand that. And one of the best ways to get perspective, quite frankly, is to read and study history. And you don't have to be a history buff. You just have to open a couple of books once in a while. If you read the writings of Socrates or Plato from 2,000 years ago, if you read those, you will see that they were dealing with common themes. You'll see that they were dealing with some of the same things that we're dealing with today. I've read books by Musashi and the quintessential Art of War by Sun Tzu. And Musashi's Five Rings, you read these books that were written hundreds and hundreds of years ago, and you take a look at what they were saying and the problems they were dealing with and things that they were struggling with and discussing, and you compare it to today's world, and it's very easy to say, it seems a lot like the same problems that they were dealing with, the same issues that they were dealing with, are the ones that we're dealing with in our modern world. Now, if you want to open up the Old Testament of your Bible, open up the Old Testament and you go to Proverbs, written by Solomon, or you can go to Ecclesiastes. And in Ecclesiastes, King Solomon said that there is nothing new under the sun, and I'm paraphrasing. He said, what is has been and what will be has been before, essentially, and there is nothing new under the sun. And so all the way back in the time of King Solomon, the wisest man to ever walk planet Earth, he said, look, he was talking about perspective. He said, everybody believes that the problems and the issues that they're dealing with are unique to them and that no one has ever had to deal with such horrible problems as we have or I have or what have you. And the fact of the matter is, it's not true, and we just need to have a little bit of perspective. Perspective can help you because it's easy as a person to look at your own current situation. It's easy as a human to look at your situation and say, well, no one's ever had to deal with anything as hard as I have to deal with. No one has ever had to deal with this. Well, fact of the matter is they have. Now, does that make it easier? And you say, well, Paul, just because other people have had the same problem as me, does it make it easier? Well, no, not necessarily, but it gives you some perspective, especially when you consider the world around you, when you consider what is going on in our country and in our communities, in your local community, in your state. It's easy to say, well, this is terrible and it's never been this bad. It has been this bad in the world, and we survived. And that is the beauty of perspective. Because if you have the beauty of perspective, you can say, you know what? Yes, these problems have occurred before. We've had issues very similarly before in our world. And yet here we are. We survived as a community. We survived as a state. We survived as a nation, despite having those problems. And we will survive again. We will survive as a nation. We will survive as a state and as a community if people will have some perspective and understand that we've had problems before, we've dealt with those problems before we moved on. That is the beauty of perspective. The beauty of perspective gives you a little bit of a relief. It's a relief valve to say, you know what? I'm not the only one. I mean, this is why. That's why when people are going through addiction problems. That's why group therapy is so important. Group therapy is extremely important for addiction problems because it helps you understand that you're not the only one in the world dealing with that problem. And it is a mental relief valve. It's a huge relief. I experienced this myself when I was going through, when I was basically trying to get my body off of the painkillers that they put me on because I needed them, because the cancer treatment caused me to experience a greater amount of pain than I ever experienced in my life. So I had to deal with the necessary evil. Nobody wants to be or should be on narcotic pain medicine. But sometimes you have to. And when you're all done, when you don't need it anymore, you need to get your body off of it. But your body, mentally and physiologically, your body's like, no, no, we still need that. And you have to convince it that it doesn't. And it's hard. It's very difficult. And I was very fortunate that a good friend of mine, we sat down and we talked. And I'd had no idea that he'd been in a similar situation in his life just a few years earlier. And when I spoke with him and he told me about his struggle to get off of the narcotic pain medicine, it was almost identical to mine. And that perspective helped me tremendously because it made me feel like, hey, you know, I'm not the only one. This happens to other people. It's not unique. It's not something that is just happening to me. And it helped me to get through it. And I did get through it. And guess what? I turned the microphones back on and decided to do morning mindsets again. So, yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, how do we get perspective? The beauty of perspective, the power of perspective, is it helps you understand that we have encountered problems before, both as individuals and as communities and as nations. And we will get through them. It just takes time and strength and effort. If you're looking for perspective, well, open a book or two. Read your Bible. Read Ecclesiastes. Read Proverbs. Read some of the great works of the Western world, works of Socrates and Plato and the Iliad and the Odyssey and all these other books. Online Great Books has a fantastic program. All right. Or you can read not Western books. You can read Eastern books. You can read things like The Five Rings by Musashi, or you can read Sun Tzu. There's lots of the different versions of that out there. Perspective is important. And I would suggest that if you're feeling down, if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling anxious, try and get a little bit of perspective, do some reading, do some research, do some studying, talk to other people. Maybe that'll help you get perspective and it'll make you feel a little bit better. All right, I am your host, Paul Markle, and I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.